This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show here on a Monday, and it is about time for Medal of Honor Monday. We have all kinds of stuff this hour. This RFK Jr. news, it's not good. We'll talk about the rift in the GOP. Got some emails and pirates, and I got all kinds of stuff, but you know what time it is. Remember, by the way, you can email me, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Every Monday, for you new listeners of the show, we do the same thing at this time. Every Monday. Medal of Honor Monday. It's really the only consistent thing we do with a schedule on the show, with the exception of headlines I didn't get to at the end. It's the only thing we do. What do? Well, it's not complicated. We go take a Medal of Honor citation someone has earned, and we read it. That's it. They're all out there. They're all out there for free. Anybody can go read any one of these. You can read it to your team you coach, your class you teach. You can read it to your children. This is not something I do. I didn't earn any of these. These men went out and earned it. All the citations are available online, several websites for free. These are heroes. We don't do this just to honor them and their deeds, although we do that. We do this because culture is what you incentivize versus what you disincentivize. These men should be held up regularly as what we want our kids to be. And we take email suggestions, especially if you have some kind of a personal connection or personal interaction. We got this one for our guy today. Medal of Honor Monday recommendation. I was a 6'4", 230-pound shredded lance corporal, and I thought I was hot stuff. I was at the Commandant's house. I'm skipping some of the unit citation stuff. I don't want to give something away. My bravado was on full display, and General Livingston approached me. I had no idea who he was. He was wearing civilian clothes and did nothing but ask about me. I vividly remember thinking he was just some weak old man. I found out after the ceremony who he was, and when I read his citation, I knew there wasn't enough whiskey in Ireland to give me the guts to do what he did in Vietnam. I think about him often. He was one of the toughest men who has ever lived, and I regret being an egotistical jerk. If you do read this on air and someone hears it who knows this incredibly humble man, please pass on to him the profound impact he has had on my life. I don't know why I wrote all this. We all know Jesse can't read. He says, haha, I love the book. And without further ado, let's honor a Mr. James Everett Livingston, United States Marine Corps. Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty while serving as commanding officer, Company E, in action against enemy forces. Company E launched a determined assault on the heavily fortified village of Dao Do, which had been seized by the enemy on the preceding evening, isolating a Marine company from the remainder of the battalion. Skillfully employing screening agents, Captain Livingston maneuvered his men to assault positions across 500 meters of dangerous open rice paddy while under intense enemy fire. Ignoring hostile rounds impacting near him, he fearlessly led his men in a savage assault against enemy emplacements within the village. While adjusting supporting arms fire, Captain Livingston moved to the points of heaviest resistance, shouting words of encouragement to his Marines, directing their fire, and spurring the dwindling momentum of the attack on repeated occasions. Although twice painfully wounded by grenade fragments, he refused medical treatment and courageously led his men in the destruction of over 100 mutually supporting bunkers, driving the remaining enemy from their positions and relieving the pressure on the stranded Marine company. As the two companies consolidated positions and evacuated casualties, a third company passed through the friendly lines, launching an assault on the adjacent village of Din To, only to be halted by a furious counterattack of an enemy battalion. Swiftly assessing the situation and disregarding the heavy volume of enemy fire, Captain Livingston boldly maneuvered the remaining effective men of his company forward, joined forces with the heavily engaged Marines, and halted the enemy's counterattack. Wounded a third time and unable to walk, he steadfastly remained in the dangerously exposed area, deploying his men to more tenable positions and supervising the evacuation of casualties. Only when assured of the safety of his men did he allow himself to be evacuated. Captain Livingston's gallant actions uphold the highest traditions of Marine Corps and the U.S. Naval Service. Those old-timers like that, man, those heroes, almost always they're just quiet, man, reserved. We had General E. Toole Smith. He came and spoke at one of our Marine Corps balls one time. For you civilian types of Marines, have a big ball. The Marine Corps birthdays every year, obviously, and they have a gigantic ball where you will get all dudded up in your dress blues, and you get a dime on your arm if you're lucky, and you go take out to this big fancy evening. It's a really important event for Marines, and they have a speaker come in. One of ours was General E. Toole Smith, and, I mean, he's a tough guy and looks like a tough guy, but he didn't look like that much. And then you hear stories about E. Toole Smith, like him laying down on razor wire in Vietnam so his men can crawl over the top of him as he lays on razor wire. And you just say to yourself, man, who are these guys, dude? I'm not even willing to be around these guys. Who are these guys? All right, let's talk about these GOP squabbles and RFK Jr. and Merrick Garland and many other things coming to now the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this, though. Jesse, I have a lot of questions for you about how I can be happy with my life again. I'm not going to walk into traffic. I'm just dealing with lots of losses in my life that I was not prepared for. I lost my great-grandma, my dog. He was 16 years old. And my grandma doesn't remember anything good about people, just that my grandpa took her driver's license because, anyway, she was driving off. She ended up in a psych ward. Do I have any advice on how to cheer him up? Says, any advice on how to cheer me up? I take emotions, so on and so forth. His name is, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name. He's 12 years old. I read this because I feel like a lot of people are going through various things right now. And I don't know that I'm here. I don't know that I can make anybody's day any better when it comes to this stuff. But I will tell you this. This is something I've learned in 42 years. I was actually talking to my son about this weekend. One of my sons is going through it in his own life right now. Not like this, not like death stuff, but just, man, he's just multiple sports and projects, and he's just so freaking burnt at both ends and fried out and stressed and the way it goes. And so I'll just tell everybody what I told him. In 42 years, I have had so many periods of time in my life that were just dynamite. They were just awesome. And I've had so many periods of time in my life that were just the worst thing ever. This sucked. Everybody's dying. You're losing jobs. It's maybe personally things are going sick, whatever the case may be. Life is all about seasons. And the season always changes. And we always convince ourselves, no matter what season we're in, that it's permanent. When things are going well, we look around and we tell ourselves, this is going to last forever. And when things are going poorly, we look around and we tell ourselves, this is going to last forever. And neither of those things are true. So, all right, you lost your great-grandma. Your dog died. That freaking sucks. I've been there. Your grandma's losing her mind. That happens as people get older, dementia, Alzheimer's, stuff like that. It's always very sad to watch a person you know and love kind of stop being themselves. I don't have some great words of encouragement. Keep going. Just keep going. Another day. And then another day. And then another day. And you will eventually find yourself in a new season. A better season. Life is ups and downs, man. And you're 12 years old, be that way for your entire life. Your entire life. I guarantee that there are a bunch of old, wise people listening right now, 70, 80, 90 years old. You've lived your life. I guarantee I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have emails in my inbox tomorrow from them saying, Jesse, so true. Jesse, they're still going through good seasons. and bad seasons. Shoot, my parents are. They're still alive. Old, retired, done. Good seasons and bad seasons. That's life, man. All right. Now, the GOP rift. What should you make of it? Should you get wrapped up in it? The whole Matt Gaetz? Is it Matt Gaetz versus the Freedom Caucus? Is it Matt Gaetz versus just Kevin McCarthy? What do we think about Kevin McCarthy? Let's dig into these losers before we get into all this RFK stuff and so many other things. Now, we're going to talk about the GOP, so there's a chance this is going to elevate your stress levels because you are disgusted by them, as I am. Here's what you need. What you need is a good pillow later on to ensure that your stress levels will not keep you from sleeping. Consider the MyPillow 2.0 the cure for low T GOP stress, especially when they're on sale. The MyPillow 2.0 has temperature regulating thread. You know, it's the incredible MyPillow only with temperature regulating thread. And they're normally $79.98. Right now, the queen size one's $39.99. King size one's $10 more. But what you need is a good night's sleep, not just tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after, and the night after, and the night after that. And the pillow makes all the difference. MyPillows, they fixed my wife's neck problems. These things are miracles, man. Thank you, Mike Lindell. Thank you, MyPillow. Go take advantage. Get yourself a 2.0. You'll thank me every night your head hits the pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I even have Klaus Schwab stuff tonight. We have so much that there's just no time. There's not enough time. I can't do it, Captain. What, Chris, isn't that from Star Trek? That's from Star Trek. Why don't you know? Did you never watch Star Trek? Star Trek isn't for, I'm not some Trekkie. I'm not making the sign of the Vulcan or something over here, but I watched Star Trek. Did you not even have a childhood? Do Jewish people not watch Star Trek? Is this a, what? It was way before your time. It was before my time too, though, I think. No, I think it was. Shut up, Chris. I'm not old. Shut up. Anyway. All right. Let's very briefly deal with this. What happened in the House? Why did we not get the any kind of a win in the funding, in the budget? Well, it wasn't a budget officially. People keep calling it a budget, but it wasn't a budget. This is to fund the government. This was passing something so they will give quantities of money to various parts of the government so those parts of the government will spend it. All right? I know that sounds like a budget, but that's not really what it was. A budget thing was kind of a separate thing. This is just the, here's some money. Okay, what happened? Well, I want you to think about this. There are three different entities I want you to think of to make this easy. There's the low-T GOP entity. That would be GOP leadership. Those are the McCarthy types, the Ken Buck types. That's the low-T GOP. Okay, so think Kevin McCarthy and Ken Buck. That's low-T GOP. Then there's the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus, for the most part, they're our people. Now, Ken Buck is a member of the Freedom Caucus, and you should know I am already reaching out to the several members of the Freedom Caucus I know, and I'm beginning to lean on them hard, informing them there's no point to having a Freedom Caucus if Ken Buck is a part of it. Either expel him from the Freedom Caucus or the Freedom Caucus means nothing. Nevertheless, Freedom Caucus, our people. Okay, so we'll call those good guys. Freedom Caucus is the good guys. And then the third faction I want you to think about here is the Matt Gaetz faction. All right. Now, believe it or not, I'm going to half defend pretty much everybody here. What is going on? The money got spent, the bill got passed, 45-day funding gap, and now Matt Gaetz is calling for a new Speaker of the House.
McCarthy made an agreement with House conservatives in January, and since then, he has been in brazen, repeated material breach of that agreement. I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Okay. Gaetz wants McCarthy gone, says McCarthy violated his agreement. the agreement, remember, they forced him to make in order to become Speaker. I'm sure Kevin McCarthy did violate that agreement. I have no doubt about that. This was Kevin McCarthy's response.
He's going to try to oust you as Speaker of the House.
That's nothing new. He's tried to do that from the moment I ran for office. Look.
Well, this time he says he's going to keep going. May not get there before the 15th ballot, but it took 15 for Kevin McCarthy. He says he's coming for you. Can you survive?
Yes, I'll survive. You know, this is personal with Matt. So be it. Bring it on. Let's get over with it and let's start governing. If he's upset because he tried to push us in a shutdown and I made sure government didn't shut down, then let's have that fight.
Okay. All right. That's the two entities, and then comes the Freedom Caucus entity. I am giving you things right now that I know. Now, remember, I'm always honest with you, am I not? If I have a theory, even if it's some crackpot theory, I tell you it's a theory. Sometimes I have theories. Sometimes I think things. Sometimes I know things. And for reasons I cannot get into right now, what I'm about to tell you is I know this. This is what I know. Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds, both couple hotshot young congressmen from Florida, both of them want to be the next governor of Florida when Ron DeSantis is termed out in 2028. Or wait, 2028, whenever Ron DeSantis is termed out, 2026, I believe. When Ron DeSantis is termed, it's 2026. When Ron DeSantis is termed out, Matt Gaetz wants to be the next governor of Florida. Byron Donalds wants to be the next governor of Florida. Matt Gaetz used this, I keep calling it a budget. You know what? I'm just going to keep calling it that. Screw it. Use this budget thing as a way to kick off that campaign against Byron Donalds. What do I mean by that? In a GOP primary, there's a reason I won two of them. The goal in a GOP primary is to get to the right of all of your opponents. That's the goal in a GOP primary. You want to be the furthest right. Byron Donalds, he had staked a claim with the Freedom Caucus to attempt to get some border funding in this budget. So Byron Donalds, other guys too, guys in the Freedom Caucus, guys we like, guys you like, guys like Chip Roy and others, they were trying to get, okay, you can have your budget, but you're going to cut this. We get more money for the border. DOJ gets an 8% cut. That's what they were going for. Matt Gaetz said that's not near far enough. This is kicking the can down the road. We need to go even further. We need to shut it down. We need to slash and burn everything. Now, is Matt Gaetz wrong about that? Well, of course not. As I said, there needs to be an all-hands-on-deck meeting right now to cut everything down. Are the Freedom Caucus people wrong with their stance? No, of course not. And honestly, is Kevin McCarthy wrong in his stance? Well, no, kind of not. I will explain everything that I just said in just a moment, and then we're going to move on to this RFK stuff and some emails and other things. But we'll get to all that after we get to chalk. Because what they all need, no matter whether they're in the Freedom Caucus, Kevin McCarthy, all of them, they all need some guts. And apparently testosterone is sorely lacking in D.C. Maybe it's in the water. I guess I shouldn't say maybe, because we know it's in the water. There are estrogens in the water. That's why their T levels and your T levels and my T levels drop when we drink water. Now, we can't stop drinking water. We have to find a way to get our T levels back to where they should be. 50% drop in 50 years. That's America. If that continues, the country goes away. Chalk is trying to change that naturally. Not with Big Pharma, with a male vitality stack. They have endless natural herbal supplements, but I personally take a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. My goodness, you're going to feel like a rocket ship. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, code Jesse. Get you 35% off subscriptions. Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. What do you mean Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are not a candy bar? What section? That's not like saying M&M's is a candy bar. They're bar-like. What would you call them? Pucks? It's at a candy puck. Have you ever heard of it? No, the pucks clearly go under the candy bar category. What are you talking about, Chris? Chris is so stupid. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. One last thing. I'm going to defend all three entities here and make everybody mad. I talked about the budgeting thing, and you had the Kevin McCarthy people and the Freedom Caucus people and the Matt Gaetz people. They're all right on some level. Matt Gaetz is right. We should have stopped everything. Stopped the entire government. Have an emergency meeting on how to save the country. Matt Gaetz is right. And Matt Gaetz is also running for governor. That's why he did it. But setting that aside, Matt Gaetz is right. The Freedom Caucus is right too. The Freedom Caucus is right. They were going to finally get a cut to the DOJ. It was better than anything else we could hope for, as we see by what we finally got. The Freedom Caucus was right. And as much as I don't really care for him, Kevin McCarthy's almost kind of right. And when I say Kevin McCarthy's right, this is what I mean. We don't have enough of a majority. In the House, we don't. We've got a tiny caucus. It's a teeny tiny caucus. And it's so tiny and shriveled that it can't do anything. It cannot be effective. A caucus that small cannot be effective. We can't hope for a lot out of a GOP House. The caucus is too small. And if you'd like that to change, if I'd like that to change, if we want a different kind of a GOP, we need a bigger caucus. You have got to have a big caucus if you want to be effective. And it's not big enough. The Freedom Caucus is too small. It's gotten bigger. But how do we make that bigger? We get involved in primaries. We need a gigantic, hard as nails Freedom Caucus that can get out there and cause pain. But it can't right now. It can't. It's too small to hurt anybody or anything. So that's why we're stuck with these things. All right, we're moving on. I want to get to this one really quick. Jesse, you spoke on Friday about a guy who sent you an email who works in sales. In the same bit, you said something about suck it up and keep going. I'm a 26-year-old dude, and I'm very pessimistic about the future of the country and the world around me. But I have a great job in sales where my income's correlated with my work ethic, a great family, a great dime. I always feel like my general mentality is, yeah, it all sucks, but I'll suck it up and keep going. And it was very refreshing to hear you reiterate that on Friday. Look, listen, if you are going to base your happiness, your day-to-day contentment is going to be based on these people, you're going to have a long 80 years on this
Mary
earth.
Mary Kay Sandlin, Scanlon. I keep telling her, I think we're related. I found out when I went to Ireland, they did my genealogy, and they say, I got a Scanlon in the background. So you may be I may be your 19th cousin.
You can still have an incredible life and should have an incredible life in this country. You know, I was with a buddy this weekend. Actually, two families over, and we were all just hanging out. We were just eating, and it was just a nice chill time. Board games, it's a nice fun time. And one of my buddies, he's from out of town. He's from Colorado. He's in from out of town. His whole family's there, and whole family was in the backyard. And he was watching. His wife had to run over. One of the kids fell, skinned their knee. It wasn't bad. They were all kind of just joking. And the wife was over there with his three kids. And he said to me, we were sitting there, and he said, hey, Jesse, you look at that. You see that? And I look over, and it's his wife and his three kids. And he said to me, hey, Jesse, you know what? That's wealth right there. That's wealth that actually matters. And it put such a smile on my face. The relationships in your life, your day-to-day life, that is what matters. Don't base all your happiness on this despicable government, on what our country's going through, on what's happening at the border, or with taxes, or with Republicans, or Biden, or the primary, or man, you need to get away from that stuff. There is still an incredible life for you to live in this country. All right? All right, let's deal with it. So, Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be a problem. And I probably shouldn't put it that way because I know a lot of you are voting for Robert Kennedy Jr. If you want Republicans to win the presidency in 2024, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be a problem. Now, let's pause on this for a moment. Chris, how forgetful I am. Sometimes things go in and out of my head. You know that. There's a radio host out there. Hold on, Chris. Don't roll your eyes. You don't know what I'm saying. There's a radio host out there. If I remember right, I think he's really tall and handsome. I believe what, Chris? There's a radio host. He's been predicting that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would run as an independent. And he predicted this a long time ago, didn't he? What is the name of that radio host? I believe it was over a year ago. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, or this radio host said that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would run, and he would run as an independent. Now, why did this radio host, I think his name starts with a J, why did he say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would run as an independent? Well, because the Democrats are going to freeze him out. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there right now, and he's announcing that there's an announcement, and this isn't good.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to be in Philadelphia on October 9th to make a major announcement at the very birthplace of our nation. I'm not going to tell you right now exactly what that announcement will be. I can say, though, that if you've been waiting to come to one of my public events, this will be the one to come to.
That's not good. You see, you don't organize a gigantic rally and tell people that this is the must-come-to event when you're dropping out of the race. When you drop out of the race, you send an email. Hey, guys, thanks for the memories. See ya. You don't organize a gigantic rally in our nation's founding capital, Philadelphia, and tell everyone that this is the one they must attend. So what is the announcement going to be? The word on the street is RFK Jr. is going to announce that he is running as an independent. Now, let's pause before we get into the repercussions of that. Let's dig into the why. Well, the why is very simple. We joke, and don't joke, we talk about Normie Norm and Normie Norma all the time. These men and women who surround us in this country who don't understand what's going on. They don't understand what time it is. They don't understand how dangerous it is. They don't understand how evil things are. They just don't quite get it. They're normal. They're not like you. They're not hyper-informed. They're just normal people just kind of going along with the motions. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. might be the most hyper-informed normie norm I know. And that's probably not fair because of how informed he is. But this is what I mean when I call him a normie norm. RFK Jr., because he's a Kennedy and he grew up in Democrat Party circles. Remember, it's more than just his dad. His uncle was obviously president. Ted Kennedy. The Kennedys are all wired in. They know Democrat politics. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he made the normie norm mistake of thinking he was still dealing with normal Democrats, with his father's Democrats. RFK Jr. had no earthly idea that the Communist Party of the United States of America is the Democrat Party of the United States of America now. I'm sorry. It's a top-down totalitarian party that tolerates zero dissent, zero people stepping out of line. You're not going to challenge the doctrine. You're not going to challenge any part of the whole woke cultural Marxist order. You're simply not going to do it. And RFK Jr., for whatever reason, thought he was just going to be allowed to saunter into this primary and run against Joe Biden. That was never going to be allowed. I'll finish that thought and then we'll talk about why this might be trouble for us in a moment before we get to that. Let's do this. I brought it up earlier. You obviously heard the news about the yield and you know the chances that this guy's going to be the next president again are pretty good now.
I hope this experience for the speaker has been one.
Yeah, you might want to go ahead and get an emergency 3-month food kit because these people are going to kill us all. That doesn't mean you're going to use it, but it means you need it. Every single person needs 3 months worth of food, non-perishable, in their home because the elites of the world are trying to destroy our food supply. They're trying to really destroy everything. Are we acting like they're trying to destroy it, or are we acting like they're trying to help? Get an emergency 3-month food kit. My Patriot Supply has them prepped, ready to go, 2,000 calories a day. All you have to do is go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you 25% off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Get one tonight.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. Email those into Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. All right, RFK Jr. says he's got a major announcement October 9th. RFK Jr. thought he was in the old Democrat Party. Just catching you up now. He did not realize that that is the Communist Party now. It is run from the top down. It is not run by the people. Remember what they've done to Bernie Sanders multiple times? This is not a party that's going to allow some outsider with different ideas to come in. No, you are going to prove yourself to be the ultimate servant of the system, or you will not be the Democrat nominee for president. And RFK Jr. should have known that going in. Of course, he finds himself freezed out of the process. Surprise, surprise. I know you're going to find this stunning. They don't want RFK Jr., who sounds like this.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to be in Philadelphia on October 9th to make a major announcement.
On stage debating this guy who sounds like this.
I hope this experience for the speaker.
So RFK Jr. on October 9th is going to stand up in Philadelphia and he's going to announce he's running as an independent. And to say I'm concerned about what this means for 2024 would be putting it quite mildly. You see, Joe Biden is the likely nominee until he drops out. Donald Trump is the likely nominee unless the polls start to change, which they might, but unless the polls start to change. That means we have Democrat nominee Joe Biden. We have Republican nominee Donald Trump. And then there's RFK Jr. Mr. Loudly Anti-Vax RFK Jr. Mr. Loudly Buck the System RFK Jr. There are many RFK Jr. voters who listen to this show. These are anti-communists. I know they email me. And what do every one of them give me as a reason for voting RFK Jr.? Every one of them. To a man, to a woman who emails me, they say, I'm voting for RFK Jr. He's the only one against the vax. I'm voting for RFK Jr. He's the only one against the vax. I'm voting for RFK Jr. He's the only one against the vax. Do not, let me clarify something right now. Do not send me an email yelling at me as if I'm one of those people. I don't care. I don't care how frantic that makes you. It's how people vote. And people have every right to vote on legitimate reasons, as long as it's not some stupid personality reason. That's a legitimate reason to vote. RFK Jr., in my opinion, is going to take more votes away from Donald Trump than Joe Biden. And we're in very deep trouble. And in case you said, Jesse, that's crazy. You're stupid. Not according to RFK Jr.
Yeah, but then the other thing is that I take more votes from President Trump than I do from President Biden.
Right, so why would that help them?
Yeah, it's not helping them.
Yeah. I'm very concerned. So let's move on, shall we? Like, that's it. What are we going to do? Let's move on and let's hope that doesn't work out the way I can very clearly see it working out. My gosh, I hope I'm so wrong about that. And let's do a couple other things, a little housekeeping thing, because Hunter Biden did a big interview and Merrick Garland did a big interview, and I haven't touched either of those things yet. I know about Newsom's new Senate appointee. In case you haven't heard, obviously Dianne Feinstein died in office because none of these people can just be good enough to retire before they die in office. So she died in office, of course, like all of them do. And now Gavin Newsom has to appoint somebody. Well, surprise, surprise. He went out and tracked down a black lesbian who loves abortion. That's going to be the new senator for the time being. Everyone's making fun of her today because she doesn't even live in California. She lives in Maryland. I don't have anything else to say on it other than I hope you're not surprised. This is what the Communist Party is now in this country. They've done this time and time and time and time and time again. Why do you think Ketanji Brown Jackson, despite being an utter moron, sits on the Supreme Court? Because she's a black woman. This is what happens now. It's all diversity hire all the time. It's all, you gotta be gay, you gotta be a woman, you gotta be black, preferably you're all three, and then you knock it out of the park with that one. That is how people are hired now. That's why our country is now run by complete and utter morons, because we never look for qualifications at all now. We only look at skin color. Oh, who are you attracted to? Sounds good. You're in there. And that's why our country's full of morons. Another thing I'm not going to spend any time on, just because I don't even know how I feel about it. There's some guy, some freelance journalist in Philadelphia. His name's Josh Krueger. He just got killed in his house yesterday. The day before that, he was making fun of people who were predicting that cities would be deadly places where people would die. The day before he gets shot, he was online making fun of it. I'm not going to spend any time on it because I don't mock death. I don't mock this guy's death. He's got a wife. He's got kids. He's got things. Look, I'm just going to say, communism kills. And if you're a Democrat who listens to my show, and I know there are many, you hate listening, and I get it, and that's fine. It's totally fine. I know you hate Republicans. Look, and I understand. Look, I hate them too. I know you hate Republicans. I know you were probably raised that way. Maybe dad voted that way. Mom voted that way. And maybe you're used to, look, hey, I voted for JFK. I voted for that. Maybe you're one of those guys, one of the old school types. But if you still vote Democrat, if you go out and vote Democrat every time, you are voting for communism. I know you don't want that to be true. I really do. I know that you don't want, I am not. It's what? That's great. I know you don't want it to be true. But every single time you vote Democrat in this country, you are now voting for death and destruction. You are. And if you push that, if you vote that way, and that death and destruction darkens your door one day, I hope you know you deserve it. And I know that's harsh, but life is harsh. If you are so bound by tradition or the news or whatever you see that you still go vote Democrat every time, well, my dad did. Man, you're voting for death and poverty and destruction and misery. And like I said, if that ever comes for you, you've got it coming. All right, Hunter Biden, cannot believe I'm saying this, but he actually gave an extended televised interview. My goodness, what is it with these people? And Merrick Garland did the same. And there's all kinds of stuff we have to get into with that. So let's do that. Well, now. But before we do that, let's do this. Obviously, stories of shootings and stabbings and assaults are the norm now. No matter where you are, that's the norm. Mental health, drugs, all this crap. At all times, you need to have something on you that will allow you to stop a violent person from hurting you. And I need to stress something. It's something I've never told you before. You know that my weapon, my hero gun and my gun, you know I keep them on me or close to me in the house as well, right? Did you know that? In your home too. These things happen in your home too. Get a hero gun or a hero arrow. Non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls or pepper gel. It will stop a bad person from hurting you or the person you love the most. Get it? And please keep it on you or near you at all times. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. You don't need a concealed carry permit. All you need is the willingness to stay alive. Hero2020.com code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
This is an iHeart podcast.